Okay, today we come to the book of Habakkuk, Habakkuk chapter 1. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Habakkuk chapter 1, the oracle that Habakkuk the prophet received. Oracle means pronouncement. Here it refers to messages from God. It refers to the revelation of God given to Habakkuk. Verse 2, how long, and this is Habakkuk speaking to God. He complains, actually. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Or cry out to you, violence, but you do not save? Judah was full of cruelty and social corruption in the 7th century B.C. And Habakkuk is sick of it all. He wants God to change things. Verse 3. Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Habakkuk just doesn't understand why God puts up with all the evil. It seems like God is in favor of it or something. Verse 4, therefore the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted. The wealthy controlled the judges with bribes, and that just added to the corruption. And Habakkuk saw it, and he wonders why God doesn't see it, or if he does see it, why he doesn't stop it. Verse 5, here's God's answer. Look at the nations and watch, and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. God will judge, and he will punish in a way that no Israelite would ever think possible. Verse 6, I am raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwelling places not their own. God's sinning people will be punished. They will be punished by an invasion from Babylon. And the Babylonians were a powerful and evil people, worse than the Israelites, but that is who God will use to punish his people. 7. They are a feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor. Babylon was arrogant. They didn't think they were accountable to anyone, even God. Verse 8. Their horses are swifter than leopards, fiercer than wolves at dusk. Their cavalry gallops headlong. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like a vulture swooping to devour. Babylon conquered her enemies very quickly. No one was a match for her. Verse 9. They all come bent on violence. Their hordes advance like a desert wind and gather prisoners like sand. Babylon gathered prisoners like sand. In other words, when they conquered a country, they deported the people that they didn't kill. 10. They deride kings and scoff at rulers. They laugh at all fortified cities. They build earthen ramps and capture them. They defeated cities by laying a siege against them. And so Babylon would simply starve them out. Verse 11. Then they sweep past like the wind and go on, guilty men whose own strength is their god. Babylon's military was their god. Their own strength was their god. They were very proud and they were very confident in themselves. Verse 12, O Lord, here's Habakkuk, second complaint to God. O Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, we will not die, O Lord. You have appointed them to execute judgment. O Rock, you have ordained them to punish. Habakkuk didn't like God's answer. He didn't think that it made sense for Judah to be conquered by a nation who was more wicked than them. I don't know what answer Habakkuk was looking for from God, but the one he got sure didn't satisfy him. 13. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrong. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves? God, you are holy, and you are just, so it just doesn't seem right that you would let evil prevail against your people. You know, it's the old question that people often ask. If God is good, why is there so much evil in the world? 14. You have made men like fish in the sea, like sea creatures that have no ruler. In other words, he's saying, God, your people are as helpless as fish caught in a net, and they have no one to protect them and no one decent to lead them. 15. The wicked foe pulls all of them up with hooks. He catches them in his net. He gathers them up in his dragnet, and so he rejoices and is glad. In other words, Babylon will capture us like a fisherman captures fish in his net. We don't stand a chance. 16. Therefore he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his dragnet, for by his net he lives in luxury and enjoys the choicest food. Habakkuk says, they're going to defeat us, and they're going to give glory to themselves. They're not going to recognize you, God, as the one who gives them success. 17. Is he to keep on emptying his net, destroying nations without mercy? First, Habakkuk complained about the evil in Israel. God, why don't you do something about it? God said, I'm going to. I will. I'm going to use Babylon. Well, Habakkuk didn't like how God was going to do something about it. He wanted God to do something about it, but he didn't like how he was going to handle it. Perhaps Habakkuk ought to be quiet and let God be God. We'll pick it up in chapter 2 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.